It's Get in the Van with Little Red Kid.
Get in the van.
Mofo.
Welcome back.
Off to a gig.
Spooky edition. My name is Jason Wick and I am fitting corn rolls in my hair.
No, very nice.
To look cool.
My name's Joe and I'm winding back the Speedo.
Nice.
For when we come to sell the van.
Soon.
Nice. My name's Craig and I'm pushing a potato into the exhaust.
Columbo style.
Hello, my name's Ben and I'm sorting out my mini disc collection.
That's a lie.
My name's Dougie and I guess by default I'm driving.
Oh, yeah,
well done, Doug.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah. Thanks, Doug.
Somebody's got to do the graft.
This is a creepy, spooky edition.
Horror.
So, again, we should be doing this at Halloween, but we're not.
But we might be.
So, we thought we'd...
Yeah. And if you're listening at Halloween, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah.
The algorithm works.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if all of our listeners in their thousands will have heard of the term creepypasta.
Creepypasta.
Do you think? So, creepypasta is the sort of new term for a ghost story. A creepy story, yeah.
Okay.
And it comes from copy paste or copy pasta or something. Copy pasta. So an internet term. Something that's copied and shared around a lot. It's called copy pasta. And then spooky stories got whatever and became creepy pasta.
Oh,
creepy pasta.
Interesting.
And I want to give an example of creepy pasta. The all-time greatest one before we start.
Basically,
creepy pasta is the modern equivalent of spooky stories.
Okay.
Did you all know that?
No.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
I feel like we need a campfire.
When you say spooky stories, what, as in, was that a thing, spooky stories?
Well, ghost stories of old. You know, like I've got a fantastic book here. This book was printed in 47 or something, and that's...
Called Spooky Stories.
It's ghost stories.
Okay.
And there's colour plates and that kind of thing. But basically, creepy pasta is the modern version of this lovely old book.
It's the internet version.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
This is my favourite creepy pasta ever. And there are two versions. There's the original version, okay, which is this. Okay, so basically it's like this. You are at a friend's house for like the night or whatever. And then you guys are making out on the couch, yeah? And then like her dad calls on the phone and says, no, she likes it more if you use the other hand, yeah? And you are like, oh dude, your dad is trying to give you advice on how to diddle you. And then she's like, I don't have a dad or whatever. But what? Who is phone?
I get it now.
A really badly written.
Oh yeah, for the modern.
I mean, it's just because people write these, put them online, and so that got taken down to the short version, which I'm very aware of because it is very famous, and it's this. So you're with your honey and you're making out, and when the phone rings, you answer it, and the voice is, what are you doing with my daughter? You tell your girl and she say, my daddy's dead. Then who was phone?
Oh, my God.
You've done well there, writing that.
I mean, that is absolutely terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
Yeah, it is.
But
there's a story in there, in one sentence.
There is, and it's maybe sometimes...
It does sound like Ben's outtakes from the play.
Yeah.
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 But that is typical creepypasta. It's like fan fiction.
Yeah.
Have you heard of fan fiction?
Yeah.
So it might be Harry Potter. And I love Harry Potter so much, I write my own Harry Potter story.
Yeah.
But I have no skills in writing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what creepypasta
is. Or speaking by the signs of things.
So I think you all got your story from the internet. So is it creepypasta you've all got?
No.
It's not.
It's not. Done in a language that would suit 14-year-olds.
Well, some of them are good. No, some of them are good.
Yeah, okay, but that one's very... The first one
very
was very...
crude.
All right, like, and then we went down here, like, and leaving words out and...
Yeah, very crude.
Yeah.
So shall I kick off...
Do it.
...with a bad... creepy pasta or scary creepy story? Pasta.
Insert door creak.
Once there was a man named Bob, and he had a wife but no kids. He was a nice guy. He was never mean, but he had a dark side to him. In his basement, he watched My Little Pony with a dead cow named Sally. They were fun people, except for when they watched My Little Pony. But one day a tornado came and killed his wife and took away Salty, so he ran away and never came back. And if you see his barn at night, you can hear a faint cow moo. The end.
Who's Salty?
Yeah. I mean, I picked that one out especially because it just doesn't work.
I think I've got one actually like that. Not that same.
Oh. Okay, so.
Wonder whose phone that was.
Yeah, no, you are on airplane mode.
Okay. Oh.
Spooky. I am on airplane mode.
But whose phone?
But who was phone?
But you've got the Wi-Fis.
So someone else go to, I'm sure someone's got some better ones than that. That doesn't work at all, does it?
It doesn't. I think for a short story, you need to get, it needs to be less. I was halfway through listening to that and I was already out. I couldn't really follow it.
It doesn't follow.
No.
And that's just someone that can't write though.
Yes, probably.
Yeah. Okay, someone else.
Me?
Do it, Joey.
Joey?
I'll try. Ooh.
Insert.
Give me a minute. Let's get my pen out.
What? Are you going to write one?
Oh, yeah, on the spot.
Do it.
We bought an old house, my boyfriend and I. He's in charge of new construction, converting the kitchen into the master bedroom, for instance, while I'm on wallpaper removal duty. The previous owner papered every wall and every ceiling. Removing it is brutal, but oddly satisfying. The best feeling is getting a long peel, similar to your skin when you're peeling from a sunburn. I don't know about you, but I kind of make a game of peeling, on the hunt for the longest piece before it rips. Under a corner section of paper in every room, it's a person's name and date. Mm-hmm. Curiosity got the best of me one night when I googled one of the names and discovered the person was actually a missing person. The missing date matching the date under the wallpaper. The next day, I made a list of all the names and dates. Sure enough, each name was for a missing person with dates to match. We notified the police, who naturally sent out the crime scene team. I overheard one say, "Yep, it's human." Human? What's human?
Human.
Ma'am, where is the material you moved from this from the walls already?
Is this American, ma'am? Mm.
Just that it isn't wallpaper you're removing.
Oh, was it skin?
That's where it finishes.
It was skin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Creepy.
That was creepy.
Now that is creepy pasta. So I'm surprised no one had heard of the term creepy pasta.
Yeah.
Creepy pasta.
I did see it when I was going for Googling, but I didn't make a link or anything.
But to the creepy pasta thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Creepy pasta.
That's weird. Craig, what have you got?
Well, I've got that one.
Now,
Shut up.
So I'm gonna read it again.
Have you actually?
Yeah
he has, and he made a face, but I
fucking searched.
I scoured,
yeah.
And I went through so many links and things, so and I read so much dog shit, and then I hit upon that one, and I went, that's quite
gold.
Cool.
Yeah, well, I just
that's
wrote
good.
That.
But when I sent through the notes about the podcast, what did I say?
Make sure you have more than one. Make sure more than one.
I've got more than one.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, okay, I've got more than one. Oh, it's great. Just that was my fucking goal. I was going to lead with that. get a round of applause, and then
was
go
that?
From my...
You thought that was better than my pony in the basement.
You can shut up.
Your next one doesn't start with, I hate it when.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to read the fucking this one here. This is the more difficult to read one as well. Fucking, I hate you.
Let me just instruct all the listeners to turn out your lights because we've got the lights out here.
Yeah.
Now, Craig.
This is scary.
Okay.
The doctor pulled the stethoscope ear tips out and hung the device around his neck. Mr. Beach, all of your tests have come back negative. Yes. And my examination shows nothing abnormal. Adam knew what was coming next. I'm not crazy, Doctor. I'm sorry, but there is no physical reason for why you occasionally lose control of your hands. A psychologist can help. I don't need therapy, I need answers. They seem to have a life of their own. I can't hold a job. I'm under investigation for assault. I almost killed my neighbour. This can't go on. I'll try anything at this point. After 2 weeks on a new medication, Adam saw no progress and grew increasingly depressed. He was convinced that despite what the doctor said, it was not a psychological problem. Mm-hmm. That night, a frustrated and angry Adam sat in a chair and drank bourbon. Drunk and hopeless, he stumbled to the garage and started a table saw, then slowly lowered his wrists towards the screaming blade. Detective Armstrong entered the garage where several uniformed officers stood over the blood-soaked body. "So what have we got?" he asked, taking in the blood-spattered scene. "This is a weird one, Detective." "How so?" "Take a look at the body. He apparently chopped off his hands with the table saw and bled to death." Armstrong knelt down. "And?" "And we can't find his hands anywhere."
What a poignant name Detective had. Armstrong. And was the man's name really Beach?
No, I changed that.
You
for
changed it.
Yeah, I changed that for a dramatic effect.
I liked it.
Thanks.
I've got to find another motherfucker.
Ben, what have you got? You terrifying bastard.
What you got? Just this.
Ben's just going to read something that's really happened to him.
Once upon a time, no. A young boy is sleeping in his bed on a usual night. He hears footsteps outside his door and peeks out of his eyes to see what is happening.
Peeks out of his eyes?
It's really bad, that. When I read that the first time, I was like, what? Anyway, remember, it's spooky.
Sorry.
His door swings open quietly to reveal a murderer carrying the corpses of his parents.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. After silently propping them up against the wall, he writes something on the wall in the blood of the dead bodies. He then hides under the child's bed. The child is scared beyond belief. He can't read the writing on the wall, and he knows the man is under his bed. It's still spooky though, yeah?
Yeah.
Like any child, he pretends that he slept through the whole thing and hasn't awoken yet. He lays still as the bodies quietly hearing the breathing from under the bed. What?
Needs a comma, Ben.
I'm with you, Ben. I'm with you.
Ben,
I'm shitting myself here.
An hour passes and his eyes are adjusting more and more to the darkness.
Not literally an hour passes, is it? Because it does feel a bit... No, sorry, go on.
Yeah. He tries to make out the words, but it's a struggle. He gasps when he finally makes out the sentence.
Oh, God.
I know you're awake.
Shut up.
Oh.
Wow.
That chilling.
Yeah,
that, a little bit of wee came out then when you said that. Oh, Ben.
I'm sorry, it's just a deja vu.
All right then, Doug. What have you got apart from that dirty burp?
Sorry, it was the stir fry. I've got diaries of an insane little boy.
Ooh. Hello.
Dear diary.
Oh.
Today I killed a cat with a rock. I wasn't sure what to do with the body, so I left it on the owner's front porch. Mummy found out because I had blood all over my hands and face. She told me I was grounded, so I can't go outside for a whole week. I hate Mummy. I hope she dies. Dear Diary, I'm able to go back outside today. I'm glad because now I don't have to listen to Mummy and Daddy fight with each other. I saw Christine down by the lake this afternoon, and she was crying because her brother was leaving to join the army. I told her he would probably get shot and die, and that she should probably go and say goodbye, because she wouldn't ever see him again. She smacked me, and her nails dug into my skin and drew blood. She ran away sobbing. Now I have to explain this to Mummy, and I know she'll be mad. I don't want to go home. Dear Diary, Mummy was really mad when she saw the blood on my face.
She smacked me in the same place that Christine had. It hurt. She said that I was making her look like a bad parent. And she said that other people's mummies were starting to ask questions about why I was always injured or bloody. She says she doesn't want me to be taken away. I'm not sure why anyone would take me away, but I didn't ask because mummy started crying. I'm grounded again. Dear diary, I ripped the dog's eyes out.
What the?
I thought they were pretty and I wanted to keep them for myself. Mummy wasn't happy. She told Daddy and Daddy got really mad and he started to hit me again. He dislocated my shoulder and Mummy had to pop it back in. And then she cleaned the cut in my shoulder that I got when Daddy threw a bottle at me.
Quite dark.
Mummy says she's disappointed in me.
I'm a little concerned.
And she took my eyes away. Dear diary, I was really upset about Mummy taking my eyes away. I asked her what she did with them, and she said she threw them away. While Daddy was out, I took Mummy's eyes. They're not as pretty, but I want them anyway. Daddy can't know. I'll have to take his too. Dear diary...
What the fuck?
Daddy was really drunk when he came home. I stabbed him in his chest when he wasn't paying attention. He lay down and started to scream and curse words at me. He got quiet after a while and stopped moving. I wish I'd done it sooner. I like Daddy like this. I took his eyes too so he couldn't see Mummy.
So we all have taken a fucking eyes,
man. This is fucking...
I decided I didn't want to keep them though. They were ugly and I didn't like the way they looked at all. I threw them in the garbage can. Dear diary... Am I keeping you up then?
No, that's going to sneeze.
Oh, okay.
That's gone, it's passed.
Dear diary, it's really quiet now. I had to turn the TV on because the silence was driving me insane. Dear diary, Mummy and Daddy are starting to smell bad. They look like old, wrinkly fruit. Maggots have gotten into Mummy's eyes and Daddy's stab wound. I don't like it. It's gross. Dear diary, Grammy came over today. I was glad because I'm almost out of food and I don't have any money to buy more. She asked me what the smell was and I told her it was just Mummy and Daddy. Then she saw Daddy lying on the floor and started to freak out. I heard her talking to someone on the phone. Grammy was crying and told me to stay away from her. Later the police came and took me away. They made me wear handcuffs. They were really tight and hurt my wrists. I didn't like them. They had me in a cell now. But I don't know where because none of the policemen will talk to me. It's really quiet here.
Is that it?
I can't keep going, but everybody looks like they want to kill themselves.
No, I want to get to the end, dude. No.
My belly just made quite a large noise. Sort of the star of the piece there.
I will say one thing, though. Adrian Mole has got dark.
Yeah, it's dark now.
Dear diary, I had to go to court today. I don't know why everyone's mad at me for making Mummy and Daddy quiet. A tall guy in a suit asked me if I did it, and I told him yes. Everyone made angry faces at me. Grammy was there. She didn't look at me. And two policemen dragged me away. I'm in that cell again. I don't like it here. Dear diary, today some lady asked me a bunch of questions, and she showed me a bunch of pictures, and asked what I thought they were. I don't think I answered right because she kept frowning at me. I didn't like the questions, so I'm glad when it was finally done. Dear diary, a man in a white coat came to my cell today, and he told me that I had to stay at a mental institution because I was sick. He told me when I got better I would have to go to jail for a few more years because of what I did to Mummy and Daddy. He asked me if I knew what I did was bad. I said no. I guess that was the wrong answer because he frowned at me and left. Dear diary, they brought me to the hospital today. It's nothing like the hospital I was at when I had stitches in my leg. This one is scary. I can hear people screaming and crying from down the hallway. A nurse lady brought me to my room in the children's wing of the hospital. Dear diary, the nurse took my spiral notebook and pencil away. She gave me a composition book instead, and I have to write with a crayon. Dear diary, I could...
Go on.
I could have hurt the nurse this morning.
Take her eyes.
She had set a pen down on the bed and went to talk to the doctor. I could have made her go away with that pen. I should have. She had come back into my room before I could make up my mind. Maybe next time. Final entry. Oh. Dear Diary, the doctors are mad at me. I broke the nurse's arm during activity today. It's not my fault, but she wouldn't give me my red crayon back. If she didn't want to be hurt, then she should have given it back. I'm not allowed in the common room for 3 weeks. The doctors have started treating me differently. They glare at me more than they used to. And the nurses don't talk to me either. I didn't think I'd miss their company. But I do. I do.
I do. Well read.
Dear Diary.
That's quite... I think that
was the diary of from killing animals right the way through to parents to institutionalized.
I think that sort of highlights the trouble with the internet, doesn't it, really? Someone can write that and then put it out there. It's quite dark.
Yeah, it's good though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Clever way of putting it.
It was. I mean, it was thorough, wasn't it? It was long.
A little bit like the creepypasta and there was some spelling errors and grammatical errors. And
there always is, because they're normally kids that write them, aren't they?
And I wanted to keep them in, but I was correcting them as I read.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, meh.
I wouldn't know if I would use Jason's review of that for anything like, well, that was thorough.
It was dark, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was dark. Yeah. I'm going to lighten the mood with this one now.
Light it.
My friend told me never to go in the basement, but I wanted to see what was making that noise. It kind of sounded like a puppy, and I wanted to see the puppy. So I opened the basement door and tiptoed down a bit. I didn't see a puppy. And then my friend yanked me out of the basement and yelled at me. My friend had never yelled at me before, and it made me sad. And I cried. Then my friend told me never to go into the basement again. And she gave me a cookie. That made me feel better. So I didn't ask her why the boy in the basement was making noises like a puppy. Or why he had no hands or feet.
Dun, dun, dun!
It promises so much.
Yeah.
It promises so much.
I thought that was going to be like a puppy that got the cookie.
Yeah, no, the cookie's just nonsense adding the cookie in there. I mean, there was no need for that.
It's crazy.
It's a red herring.
It is a red herring. It was all right, though.
Yeah, it was all right, though. So what you got? Beat that. Yeah. A boy with no hands or feet.
Crazy.
Fear diary.
this one.
We should do a scary podcast. We should be one, because there are lots of scary podcasts out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there's too many.
Yeah, let's do one of them. So far, we've proven that we can do this.
If there's a bandwagon, we're on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate it when my brother Charlie has to go away. My parents constantly try to explain to me how sick he is. And that I'm lucky for having a brain where all the chemicals flow properly to their destinations like undammed rivers. When I complain about how bored I am without my little brother, they try to make me feel bad by pointing out that his boredom is likely far surpasses mine. Considering he's confined to a dark room in an institution, I always beg for him to give him one last chance. Of course, they did at first. Charlie's been back home several times, each shorter in duration than the last. Every time, without fail, it all starts again. The neighbourhood cats with gouged out eyes showing up in his toy chest. My dad razors dropped down a baby slide in the park across the street. Mum's vitamins replaced by bits of dishwasher tablets. My parents are hesitant now, using last chances sparingly. They say his disorder makes him charming, makes it easy for him to fake normalcy. And to try and trick the doctors who care for him into thinking he's ready for rehab. that I work.
Did you leave like rehabilitation there?
Just yeah.
Yeah, we spotted that.
They say that I'll just have to put up with my boredom if it means staying safe from him. I hate it when Charlie has to go away. It makes me have to pretend to be good until he's back.
Get it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Another dark one.
Yeah, it's really
quite dark.
Yeah, it is dark.
Yeah.
Let me lighten this shit up a little.
Very dark. We're
going to
get all the views on this because I'm just going to hashtag this episode.
Yeah.
Creepypasta, scary stories.
Yeah.
Because those shitty podcasts just get millions. Spotify are full of them. By the way, Spotify now has a star system. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, right, you listen to it now, anyone out there, go to it and you'll see 1 to 5 stars.
5-star it.
Give us like a couple of stars.
5-star the fuck out of that. 5, 5, 5.
So give us 5 stars, please.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
No, that's fine.
Maybe choose another time.
Honestly, Benny. That's consumer report from Benny there. Just for balance. We think it's great.
Oh, I see. I thought you can cut that bit out.
Well, I have to now, won't I, Ben? Ben's basically looked over at the PC that we record this on, and it says it wants me to update some software, and Ben just shouted out wildly, "Oh, click another time!" Because viewers are going to love that. Literate kings, get in the van.
It's smooth. It's like seamless.
You read the story while I spin round and fix the update.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Just make sure it doesn't crash or have a... Oh, they fixed it.
Please, Ben.
It was touch and go.
But I'm going to fucking touch you and go.
Last night, a friend rushed me out of the house to catch the opening act at a local pub's music night.
Little Red Kings.
After a few drinks, I realised my phone wasn't in my pocket. I checked the table we were sitting at, the bar, the bathrooms, and after no luck, I used my friend's phone to call mine. After 2 rings, someone answered. It gave out a low, raspy giggle and hung up. They didn't answer again. I eventually gave it up as a lost cause and headed home. When I got home, I found my phone sitting on my bed.
What the fuck? All right. Sorry, that was the end there.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. I saw another one like that. And I thought that was that one, but that was that one. Okay.
Well, that solves that riddle.
Me and Benny are going to do a solo podcast. Anyone interested? It's called Me and Benny. And we just stumble through shit. Yeah, that's creepy, hey? But, you know, who was phone? Go on then, Ben.
Creak. A sound. Faint, distant, but heard.
Nice, Ben. Good.
Look, that's great delivery there, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is awesome. I mean,
keep it up.
Yeah, keep it up.
Crack.
Okay.
Something snapping.
Oh, yeah.
Or being trampled on. The man sits in his room reading. The room is silent except for the quiet fire burning. Creak. Just the house setting. Nothing more. Crack. Perhaps some small animals outdoors. Whoosh. Was that the wind?
Maybe.
The man stands up and peeks out the window. A clear night is all he sees. The full moon brilliant in the sky. Mm. Laughing at his nervousness, he returns to his book. Creak. The man now silently chuckles at the sound. Crack.
Again.
How could he have been so scared of some sounds? Mm. Whoosh. It must be breezy out tonight. Thump. Did that come from within the house?
Oh, did it?
The man stares into the fire, trying to calm his jangled nerves. Creak. Crack.
Crack.
Whoosh. All the sounds never cease. Thump. Thump, thump. Closer, he thinks. The sounds are getting closer. He shuts the book, closes his eyes, and thinks of something beside his wild imagination. Creak, thump, crack,
whoosh,
thump, whoosh.
Thump, thump, thump. A pause. The man moves quietly, slowly, towards the door. A nervous gait. Thump. A step back. Thump. Yes, it's getting closer. Thump. He stares at the door, trying to somehow see through it. Thump. He realizes slowly for the, he reaches slowly for the doorknob. Whoosh. Hand shaking, no longer able to take, not knowing. Creak. A loose floorboard near the door outside. Thump. He slowly opens the door. A scream.
Then what?
Silence. Silence,
Ben. I'm nipping right up here. What's next?
That's it.
Oh,
for fuck's sake.
What the fuck?
Oh, man.
I mean, what?
It's like your,
yeah.
Whose phone?
So they, what, they just...
He opens the door, there's a scream. It's his scream,
that's
I'm guessing.
It. You yeah. were casting a shadow on that corner unit there, Ben.
Yeah.
And your little mouth was like, you could see that it was really
was it,
scary.
Was it Hitchcock?
Yeah, it was really scary. Wow. Well,
thump, crack, whoosh.
Amazing.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Doug, have you got any or was that your...
I've got one more short one because that one was long.
Okay, good. You've preempted my next question.
Yeah, you're okay. I,
dear diary.
Dear diary.
It has been 7 years since
my last entry. I have a green crayon now.
All right, well.
I woke up this morning.
He's not reading it.
And there was a picture of me sleeping on my phone. I live alone.
That was short.
That's
great.
Yeah.
That's great, isn't it?
That was short. I saw a horror movie like that. And there was pictures of her in her bed on her phone. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Dear diary.
That was a terrifying episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, the way we read them, the ones we chose and that kind of thing. But I think I'll just finish it with the short two-liner, which I believe will sort of go down in history, really. I think it will, as the ultimate fan fiction creepypasta. It's become legendary. So I'll just do it again. Because it's so good. So you're with your honey and you're making out when the phone rings. You answer it, and the voice is, "What are you doing with my daughter?" You tell your girl, and she say, "My dad is dead." Then who was phone?
We're at the venue.
Here we are.
Get the fuck out.
I'll tell you something. Go you on. Can't be a good, proper bit of Queen's Good England, can you?
That was a play on words.
I didn't get it.
Tell me afterwards.
Okay, then.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.
What do you mean?
Queen's English. You can't beat a good bit of Queen's England, can you?
Oh, okay. Good
proper Queen England.
Oh, because he weren't using it.
No. It's not a continuity thing. It's a one-off. You can't beat a good bit of Queen's England, can you? Rather than Queen's English.
To do with your badly written
story. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that was... but what Joe said was... And then you didn't. But everyone listening did.
I don't understand why we don't get more listens.
That was gold.
I mean, we only get about 5,000 to 10,000 plays per episode, yeah. And I think we should be up there with the 500,000.
I know you should, yeah. Tell your friends, please.
See you later, fuck nuts.
Bye!
When we're not being absolutely hilarious in a podcast, we make music that we are pretty serious about. You can find that music on all the usual streaming and download platforms. Or if you want to buy a CD, just go to littleredkings.com. Now here's some clips. I'm a big mama's boy. Sipping on the red. It's a magic show.
You've been listening to the Little Red Kings podcast. Contact us at podcast@littleredkings.com. We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.